Only, but the Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer's pshat, that the Kohen's avoiding is possible all along, kumiyam ulefligi, for sure is considered like we had no Kohen Godel, and therefore the Ratzeach would go to Golis forever. Key pligi with the Machlokes Rabbami is Ali with Rebbe Yeshua. They both argue according to Rebbe Yeshua's pshat, even according to Rebbe Yeshua, that he says the Kohen that we find out today was the Ben Gerusha, the korban he brought yesterday is a good korban. In other words, that the psul is first chal from now onwards. Psul is the machloikis. Something like this. Man, the yama mesa, the one that says it's considered like we had a kohen gadol, just that now he's postal, he's out now. Rabbi Yeshua, very good. Just like yesterday's korban was a good korban, so we consider him to be a kosher or a kohen yesterday. Yesterday he was a kohen gadol. Just today we find out he's a ben grusha, ben chalutza, he first becomes postal today. But a man, the yama botla, the one that says no, it's considered like he wasn't the kind of God in the beginning. Why? Ad kan lo kan Rabbi Yeshua asam. When does Rabbi Yeshua say his svara? That the avoid is kosher, only the avoid that he did. The pasuk says, Berech Hashem chel upon the yod of tirtza. Special pasuk. That sometimes even from a cholol, it's tirtza, Hashem accepts his avoid. As long as we do not know about it, Hashem accepts the avoid of a cholol. Afilu b'chalolim shaboy, Hashem accepts his avoid. But it's only a svara that Hashem accepts the korban. But Lamaisa, who is the person? He's a cholol. So it could even be that from before he was not considered a kohen gadol, and therefore the Ratzeach now stays in Golus Yerlam. That the question is, does he have a shame kohen gadol? No. Lamaisa is a ben grusha mechalutza, he's psula, he's possibly not a kohen gadol. So kiss is a machlokes even according to Bishua. Now the Mishnah says, Nigma Dinai. Rav Yudam Arav. Stay toyes toye yoyev. Yoyev the shore. When Yoyev wants to protect himself and he grabbed onto the corners of the Mizbeach, he made two mistakes. The Chassid says over there, when Shlomo wanted to have him killed, he ran, Vayonis Yoyev Eloyel Hashem, Vayechazak Bekronos HaMizbeach. He held onto the corners of the Mizbeach and he thought that would protect him from Esau. So Toy made a mistake. First of all, saying the Kurot Elagagoy. It's only a coin on top of the Mizbeach. That's doing the avoid, we did not take him away. He was not on top of the Mizbeach, he only held on to the corners. And Toy made a second mistake, saying the Kurat Ella Mizbeach Beis Alama, only the Mizbeach from the Beis Amigdash. Who taught us Mizbeach to Filoi. At that time, was only the Mizbeach of Filoi, didn't have the Beis Amigdash yet. So that Mizbeach is not Kurat. Abayi Roman, Toy Nami Mitzvah Toy. He made another mistake also. Toy made a mistake, saying the Kurat Ella Koyin the avoid of the other. It only protects the Kohen. The Kohen is doing the Avodah of protecting him, will not take him down to be killed. But for whose Zar? Yoyev was not a Kohen, he was only a Zar. Therefore, he had no protection from the Mizbeach. Omer HaShlokes, Sholos Toys, what?
Was he allowed to touch the
Mizbeach?
Was Yoav, who was not quite allowed to touch the
Mizbeach? Sure could be. His mistake also. That was his mistake. That he thought, right, Liam Mizbechi, but Loi Liyal Mizbechi. That you only take it before the Mizbeach and not if you were on the Mizbeach. So he thought that if you're on top of the Mizbeach, you did not take him. But still he made a mistake. He was not on top of the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, Yomer HaShlokish. Sholosh Toys. Osit Saroi shall roimi litois. The Sar of the Malach of Roim will eventually come to Beznagodl, to the Dinagodl, will also make three mistakes. The Sivit says the Posen Shayo, Mizabon Miyadon, Chomus Begodim, he's wearing clothing, Mibotsra. He's wearing clothing from Botsra. Means that the Malach went to hide in Botsra. Why? Because he's Chayiv Misa now. So Toy made a mistake, Shayna Kurlat Ella Betzer, for who girdled the Botsra? He went to the wrong Ori Miklet. Toya Shayna collected Sela Shogun. Only if he killed people for Shogun is the only Klam Shogun. Rum Azid, Rhein killed the Jews from Azid. Who Toy also Shayna collected Sela Adam. Only a person to protect. Rum Malach, this is the Malach of Rhein, it doesn't protect him. So you have to know what the Gemara means exactly here. Sheep, what I mean it wasn't. Who? Yeah. Malachum. Omer Bavua. Ore Miklat La Nitul Lakfura. The cities of the Ore Miklat, you're not going to make a basic forest there. The Chsevit says, Mikrishayim Yil Lebehemtom, Lechusha Lechol Chayusam. Shvidashin l'chayim nitnu, v'loy l'kfura. And the Bar Meisvei, I have a question on this. Shvidashin shama, that the army, the Rotzeach, sham te dirotze, sham te misofoi, sham te kfurotze, that we're supposed to bury the Rotzeach in the Ar Miklat. Sat the Torah now, the Orem Mitzvah can't be a Beit HaKvarim. The answer is, Rasech Shani, the Golei Berachmona. Only one person could be buried in the Orem Mikvah. Only the Rasech. But other people that were not a Rasech, it's also to be buried in the Orem Mikvah. Orem Mikvah is not Nitnu, not Lekfur. You're holding off Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Around five lines down from the big lines. Yavisha's Kashem Shir Kalatis. Yavisha says the same way the city itself is Kemet, the same way the 2,000 Amos outside the city also protects the Ratzeach from the Geladon. For the Mar Ramir, I'll throw you a question. It says in the Pasuk, the Yoshav Bo, that the Ratzeach should live Bo in the city itself. So we dash in Bo, the Leib Betchumah. He has to live in the city and not in the tchum. So how can our Mishnah say the tchum outside is also a protector? So where it says, Omer Abaye Lekasha, Kan Likloit, Kan Lodur. That the protector, Ratzeach, even the tchum helps him outside. But to live, where's the place where the Ratzeach has to live? That's only inside the city. Lodur to live has to be in the city, the Yoshav Bo, and not outside. So what's the question, Pshito? Lodur, technically, the Yenais in Soda Migrash, who led Migrash Soda. We know the Loch is by the Ori Halavim, and the Gemara has taken on that the six cities also have the same Halacham. That the first two, the 2,000 Amos outside the city of the Ori Halavim, the first 1,000 Amos was a Migrash. Means you have to leave it plain, do not do anything, just let the grass grow. The second 1,000 Amos is a Soda, she can make fields there and crumbin, but not build. The kids said the 2,000 Amos, the Tchum, outside of the city of the Orel Avim, you're not allowed to build a house there. So Pshita or Raseach cannot live there. He has to live inside the city. Because in the Tchum, it has to be a Migrash or a Sodeh. And you're not allowed to change around. Vle Migrash Sodeh, Vle Migrash Ir, Vle Ir Migrash. So Pshita the Raseach cannot live in the Tchum. He has to live inside the city. Like he's not allowed to build a house there. So my answer is, the chiddush over here is ela lemechilas. Let's say you want to dig a tunnel and live under the ground. So al talocha from the Orel Avim to live in a migrosh, there wouldn't be a problem because he's not living on top on the ground itself. He's living underneath in a tunnel. So I would have thought maybe the Ratzeach could live there. That's our pasuk. No, the Yoshav Bo, he has to live inside the city, even underneath the ground. Has to be though under the city and not in the tchum. That's our drasha. Now it says, Ratzeach sheyotze chus tchum. If the Ratzeach leaves the tchum of the city, so then the Goel Adam has the right to kill him. So Tana Rabbonim, so Machlokes is in the Mishnah, and the Hesber is like this. The Pasuk says, V'rotzach Goel Adam es the Ratzeach. It says, V'rotzach, a lashon of V'rotzach, that the Goel Adam will soon say, could or should kill the Ratzeach. In a case where the Ratzeach left the city of the Orel Miklat. So we dashen mitzvah b'yagel adam. It's a mitzvah for the girl adam to kill him. The word for rotzach, Rabbi Yossi holds, it's a mitzvah. Ein le girl adam. Let's say the Ratzeach has no girl adam. So then reshus b'yakol adam. Then whoever wants to has permission to kill him if he leaves the Orel Miklat. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Glili. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi Glili. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rishus Piyad Girl Adam. No, it's only a permission, it's a Rishus for the Girl Adam, there's no mitzvah involved. For Chol Adam, everybody else, the Girs of the Gross says, and other Rishonim say, it should be Ein Chayav Malov. Everybody else, whoever else it is, if he kills the Ratzeach, he's not Chayav Misa for it. It's not a Rishus, he's not supposed to do it, but if he does it, it's Ein Chayav, the Girs should be Ein Chayav Malov. You're not Chayav Misa. Now, my time, what's the machlokes here? My time, the Rav Yossi Aglili. Why does he say it's a mitzvah? Because he says, Miksiv, does the Pasuk say, Im Rotzach, if he kills? It says, V'rotzach. Mashmet, it's a mitzvah, a commandment. Go and kill him. Rav Yakiva, no.
Miksev Yirtzach. Does the pasuk say Yirtzach? That's the lashon of a mitzvah. Yirtzach, go and kill him. It says only Verotzach. Mashmi, if you kill him, then it's okay. Sattas Machlekes. What does the word Verotzach mean? Omer Mazutru Abatuvia. Omer Rav. He says the chiddush now that Rotzach sheYirtzach chustatchum. If the Rotzach leaves the Ori Miklat, he goes outside chustatchum. Umotz a goel adam, and the goel adam meets him outside for her goy, and the goel adam kills the rotsayach. Never golov. He holds the goel adam is chayiv nisa. We kill the goel adam for killing the rotsayach. So why? So first the Gemara says, command. This comes out like Rabbi Yosef Lili that said the opposite. It's a mitzvah. For like Rabbi Kiva said it's roshus, but you do not get killed for it. So who does he go like Mazutra Vatuvia Marav? Who the Yomaki Aitani goes like this Tana. The Tani we learned, Rebbe Lezer Reimer, the Pasuk says, Ad Omdo Lefneyo Eidol LaMishpat, that when does the Goel Adam have a right to kill the Ratzayach? Only after they stood up for judgment. What does this mean? Matam Lev, what does the Pasuk say? Lefi Shinem, since the other Pasuk says, Verotzach Goel Adam es the Ratzayach, that the Goel Adam has a right, or a mitzvah, to kill the Ratzayach. So Yochel, I would have thought to say miyad, right away, as soon as the Rotzeach leaves the Ohr Miklat, right away, even before he was warned by Bezdin, the Goel Adam has the right to kill him. On this now, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk teaches us, Ad Omdo Lefnei Yoedah B'Lo Mishpat, that the Goel Adam only has the right to kill the Rotzeach after he was warned from Bezdin. That means after the Rotzeach leaves the Ohr Miklat, Bezdin has to come and give him asra, has to warn him, and tell him you're doing something wrong. You're leaving the Ohr Miklat. Be careful, you may be killed. Then the Goel Adam has the right to kill him. But before Bezdin warns the Ratzeach, the Goel Adam has no right to kill him. And if he kills him, he'll be Chayiv Misa. This is Rabbi Lezer Shita, and that's what Rav is holding like. Yeah. So the question is, B'chor Rav, he's the Poisek Achroin, how come we don't paskin like Rav here? The Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav. The Rambam paskin that the Ratzeach, the Goel Adam, has the right to kill him even before Hasroah. So some want to say, because we had a Gemara before, in the name of Rav Huna, that he said even if a Ratzeach was on his way to the Ohr Miklat, and the Goel Adam kills him on the way, also he's potter. So Rav Huna before argues on Rav over here. And Rav Huna holds, and Rav Huna is the Basra. Therefore, the Karam Apostle is like Rav Huna. Before we had Rav Huna, that the Ratzeach even is only on the way to the Ohr Miklat, and the Goel Adam kills him, he's also potter. So Kitzus HaMachlekes is exactly when is the mitzvah, when does the Goel Adam have permission to kill the Ratzeach. The other Gemara says, for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kiva, Hayad Omdo Lefnei Ha'eda LaMishpat, my Darshibay, what do they do with this Pasuk? They all know, once there was a command in, he was put into the Ohr Miklat. Any time he leaves, the first second he leaves, the Goel Adam has a right to kill him. So what does he do with the Pasuk? Omdu LaMishpat? So Mor says, Umi Boilei, Likinatani, we're not like this. We have a Kiva Reimer, Mina Yinle Sanhedrin, Shero Lechacho, I guess, a Nefesh. If a Sanhedrin saw the way somebody killed somebody, Shema Misa Naisai, this Bezdin has no right to kill the person, at Sheyamed the Bezdin Acher, they have to take him to another Bezdin. The Sanhedrin themselves that saw the Maisa Riga, they're like an Agei Bedover. They can't be the Bezdin to Paskin here. They have to go to a second Bezdin. How do I know this? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Ad Omdo Lefnei Yoedo Amishpat. That means at Sheyamed the Bezdin Acher. That's the Drosha. That even though the Sanhedrin saw clearly the way Reuven killed somebody, they're possible to be an aid, to be a dying here. We're afraid they won't pass in the right way, they're too nageya, we have to have a second Bezdin. That's the Prostrik, that's the Drosha.
Does it have a principle that
if... Turn around, look like this. The Prostrik says, Im Yotzoi Yetzei HaRetzeach, a double Oshin, if the Retzeach leaves the city of the Ohr Miklat. So in the Yelah B'mezid, maybe he's only Chayiv Misa like if he leaves the Mezid. Pishayig Minayin, if by mistake, he didn't realize it. He walked outside the Tchum. How do I know still the Goel Adam has the right to kill him? Talmud Lema, that's this extra Pasuk. Im Yotze Yetze, Mikol Mokom. Anytime the Ratzeach leaves the Ohr Miklat, the Goel Adam has the right to kill him. Correct. The more of our time, we learn not like this. We learned b'mezid nerag. If he leaves b'mezid, then the girl adam has a right to kill him. But b'shoygeg gela, if he leaves by mistake and the girl adam kills him, the girl adam will go to galus for this. So who you say if he leaves b'shoygeg, then he's not at fault. Then it's called a ma'isa riga. So Moses lakasha. So then we do not dashin yotso yaitse. It's a normal way of speech. And therefore it's a svara only if he leaves b'mezid does he deserve to be killed. And not if he leaves b'shoygeg. And ho command the yomar lo yamrina dibutera kloshim b'yodim. Therefore there's a drosha of yotso yaitse mikomakom. Even though we leave b'shoygeg, still the ratzeach, the girl adam has a right to kill him. Omer Abaye, Mistabra command the Yomar, it's more of a svara here, according to Man the Yomar, that Divrei Torah Kloshim Layodim, that it's just a phrase of speech here, and there's no drosh in Mikomokom, and therefore if the girl is a Ratzeach leaves the Shegeg, and the girl gun kills him, he'll be Chayav Golis. Why? Shiloye Soifoi, Chavim Mitchilosoi. The end should not be more strict than the beginning. Matchilosoi Bemezid. Nerek, at the beginning when the Ratzeach killed, if it was really done b'mezid, he's chayiv nisam. B'shoyge goyla, if he kills by mistake, that's when he goes to golus. So af soifoy, the same thing after he's put to golus, and he leaves the yar miklat, that the girl adam has a right to kill him, should be the same smorah. B'mezid nerag, if he leaves the yar miklat b'mezid, he deserves to be killed. Then the girl adam has a right to kill him. But b'shoyge, if he only leaves the yar miklat b'shoyge goyla, then whoever kills him has no right really to kill him, and he'll go to Golus. Then we say, Tony Chod, in one verse we learned, Av Shehorag Binoi, if a father killed his son, B'Shegeg, or Av Shehorag Binoi, so I guess we'll do it both ways, Binoi Nasal Girl Adam. If he has another son, the second son could become the Girl Adam for the first son. In other words, the brother could become a girl adam for his brother, and mainly he has a right or a mitzvah to kill his father. Very good. For a tani, we learn that like that. For the more of a tani, another price says no. Ein benoi nasa la girl adam. That the son cannot become a girl adam. So what the Gemara says, lema, let's say, ho reb yesi aglili, vo reb akiva. The Gemara thought to say, if it's a mitzvah for the girl Adam to kill the Ratzeach, then maybe his son could kill his father. But if it's only a Rishus, then it's a Svara, the son cannot kill his father. Mar says no, for Tisbara, still there's not a good Svara here. Nein l'man d'yama mitzvah, nein l'man d'yama Rishus, Mishori is it permissible for the son to kill his father? Aye, what we have before, Sanhedrin, the Yama Rabba, Bar Rav Huna, the Chaitonah d'Rav Rabbi Shmuel, La koil ein ha ben nas the shliach liyoviv la koisei l'klavlosoi. That a son has no permission to be a part of the bezdin to give his father a punishment. Are you asking? The son has no right to kill his father. So how could you tell me now one son could be a girl adam for the other son for his brother? Ayit sasa. Chutz. The only kind of time is different. Ni nesis. Only if the father is the nesis. If he's convincing other people to be able to avoid the Zorah. Shurayom Torah, the Torah says, Loisachmol, Loisachasolov, have no pity at all. Then you have the right to kill him. But otherwise, the son has no permission to hurt his father. So Marim says, El Lakash, no stinger here. Ho bibnoi, vo biben bnoi. One is talking about a son. A son cannot be a girl adam against his father. But a grandson could be a girl adam against his grandfather. So Rashi says, the famous Rashi says, if he's the son of the Ratzeach, the grandson, should then be the Ratzeach, the Einoi Muzera Kvoidoi. So Rashi says here a grandson has no chiyuv kibbutz to his grandfather. That's Rashi Shita. That's the difference of the Gemara. A son has the mitzvah kibbutz to his father. That can't give him permission to hurt his father. But a grandson has no mitzvah kavod to his grandfather. Therefore, he could be a girl adam against his grandfather. Other Rishonim say no, that we darshin that there's a mitzvah kibbut aveim upon a grandson to his grandfather. Not like Rashi is saying here. So what's the chiluk in the Gemara? So some want to say even in Rashi also, he's only saying here, the grandson, in a case where his father was killed by his grandfather, so since his father is not alive anymore, then he has no more kibbut covered to his grandfather. So it's an extension of his father's chiyuv. Calls the man, your father was alive. That your father has a chiyuv kibbut to his father, so the grandson also has a chiyuv kibbut out to his grandfather. But when his father dies, then the chiyuv goes off. And even stronger could be, only here, where the grandfather killed his father, then he has the right to be gonadam, then the mitzvah kibbut out goes off. But if I'm in the normal case, that a mother grandson has the chiyuv of a mitzvah sesei of kovay to his grandfather. Right. That's what we're answering. Maybe only over here where the grandfather killed the father, then the chiv goes off. But normally you have the chiv.
The one we learned from Yaakov.
Now the Mishnah says, Elon, a tree, Shuoi made b'teicha tchum. The tree itself is growing at the end of the tchum, but it's inside the tchum of the city. The noifai noita chutz l'tchum, and the branches grow out outside the tchum of the Ori Miklat. Now, or the opposite way, the bark of the tree is outside the tchum of the Ori Miklat. The noifai noita b'teicha tchum, and the branches come inside the tchum of the city. So the Mishnah says, hakol hilach achra noif. Everything goes after the branches. Wherever the branches are, that's the lock of the ik of the tree also. And we'll see in the Gemara why, because that's the place where you live. You live under the branch or on top of the branch, and by our lit that it says the Yoshev Bo, he has to live there. Therefore, if the branches go outside the city, so even though the Ratzeach is inside the city by the bark of the tree, the Goel Adam has the right to kill him. Because since the branches go outside the city, so the Iker goes after the knife. It's considered like this tree is outside the tchum. The girl of God has the right to kill him. Nothing more says. The Rav Minna, I saw your question. Is that true? It says, Elon, Shuoi made, Bifnim, it should be, a tree that's inside Yerushalayim. V'noite lachutz, and the branches go outside Yerushalayim. Well, it's the opposite. Oyoi med bachutz, the tree is outside Yerushalayim. V'noite lachutz, and the branches come inside. So here's a question of Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni can only eat inside Yerushalayim. So the question is, can you eat the Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim because the branches are inside, but the goof of the tree is outside? So here it says no. It says clearly, Mikenegin Achaimo Lefnim Klefnim. Whatever's inside the walls of Yerushalayim, that's okay. There you can eat. But Mikenegin Achaimo Lechutz. Whatever outside the walls of Yerushalayim, Klechutz. So here you see, do not go after the bark. You don't go after the branches, you go after the mitzias, where you are. Whenever you're inside the wall, you're in Yerushalayim. When you're outside the wall, you're outside. You don't go after the branches or the knife. Tamar says, Maisa Ori Miklat Karamis. You're asking a question for the Loch of Maisa Sheni to our Mishnah at Ori Miklat. Maisa B'choy Metal Rachmana. By Maisa, the Torah says you have to eat inside Yerushalayim. So whenever you're outside the Choyma, treat it's no good. But only Niklot, the Dira Tali Rachmana. It depends where you live. So therefore, Benoifai Mistalei, people live under the branch or on top of the branches, but the Ikroi Le Mistalei, you do not live by the bark of the tree. And Rashi says, the Dira Tali Rachmana, the Sivit says, Ki Beir Miklotai Yeshev, that's where you should live. Benoifai Roi Le Dira Yosem Ikroi. And by the branches, that's where you live, you enjoy the shade. You enjoy the shade there more than by the ik of the tree. So that's why Mishnah says, by Ori Miklat you go after the knife, the branch of the tree. Now the Mishnah says, Varomi Meisah Meisah, I'll throw you a question, Meisah on Meisah. The time you learn like this, Yerushalayim, that's the Gev Tichos Meisah Sheni, Holach Achra Knife, still you go after the branches. If the branches are inside Yerushalayim, and the main part of the tree is outside, you could eat Meisah Sheni outside. The Ori Miklat also holach achra noif. So the Chur you see by Maaseh Sheni, it's a machlokes. Here it says Maaseh Sheni do go after the knife. So the Gemara says Omer Rav Kana Lekasha. True, it's a machlokes. Or Rav Yehuda or Rabbanan. It's a machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Tanya you learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer.